This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, will talk with CNN today in their first major television interview of the presidential campaign. The AP's Donna Warder.
The interview will be conducted by CNN's Dana Bash and will air at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on CNN. It takes place during Harris's two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia, a state the Harris campaign believes it has a chance of winning if it makes inroads in GOP strongholds across the state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will campaign in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, focusing on recapturing states he won in 2016 but lost narrowly in 2020. Trump starts the day with an afternoon rally in Potterville, Michigan, near the state capital Lansing. Then he visits La Crosse, Wisconsin for a town hall.
A lot of Americans are going to be traveling today ahead of the Labor Day holiday. The AAA's Aixa Diaz has some advice.
For people who are driving over Labor Day weekend, that Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road. So if you're taking off on Thursday or Friday, try to leave early in the morning, before 11 a.m. preferably. What you want to do is avoid being on the road between 4 and 7 p.m. because that's the time when people who are working or getting off work, if there are schools or people going to pick up their kids who are in school, they're going to be on the roads as well. And then travelers are going to be on the road.
At the airports, more than 17 million people are expected, a record for the Labor Day holiday period. There's word from a CIA official that the suspects in that busted-up plot to attack Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna, Austria earlier this month wanted to kill tens of thousands of fans. Britain is considering a possible ban on smoking outdoors in places like restaurants and pubs to reduce deaths and to reduce the drain on the health system. This is AP News. Scientists are watching rattlesnakes in Colorado to see what they can learn about behavior. The AP's Jennifer King.
Thousands of rattlesnakes spend the winter and bear live young while coiled together in a den on a craggy hillside in Colorado. The secret location has been rigged with live video for Project Rattlecam.
We are interested in studying the natural behavior of rattlesnakes.
Max Roberts with Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is one of the scientists keeping watch.
We've actually been fortunate enough to actually see the moment where a female is given birth.
Researchers are learning more about these enigmatic reptiles.
We regularly see, we like to call like babysitting, or like pregnant females that we can visibly see have not given birth yet are kind of guarding the newborn snakes that are around them.
The adults lend their body heat to the pups and protect the young until they enter hibernation in mid-autumn. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.